Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This is Big Dave. You're listening to Napoleon Hill's Positive Action Plan. 365 meditations for making each day a success. Today I'm reading from February 13th, 2019. The person who complains that he or she never had a chance probably hasn't the courage to take a chance. Thomas Edison once observed that the reason most folks don't recognize opportunity when it comes along is that it is often dressed in coveralls and looks like work. Often, opportunity involves a great deal of work and the willingness to take a chance on something the outcome of which may be uncertain. Eventually, you reach a point when you must either accept an opportunity with all of its unknowns or else turn your back on it. No one can tell you when you have reached that point. You alone know when it's time to make your move, to have the courage to take a chance. Well, I would equate this meditation as what I'm doing as far as my job and what I'm doing as far as my future. I'm studying every day to take the LSAT in June to eventually get into law school, hopefully this August, with a bit of luck and perseverance. And in 3 years, 4 years, you know, get out of law school and pass the bar and become an attorney. Lifelong dream? Yeah. How long have I been waiting to do this? 20 years. Why did I wait so long? I never thought I was ready. But I think I'm ready now. Everything is kind of falling into place. I work for an amazing insurance company where I get support every single day. And work with a lot of attorneys that, you know, I help them and they help me. And I see the bigger picture of litigation and helping people and doing the right thing. It's funny, when the meditation said work is often dressed in coveralls, I'm thinking, I used to work for a paint store. So short story, I worked for a retail company back in 1986 or 85, 86. And for my own fault, I was let go. But before that happened, I had a friend of mine who I went to college with that said, hey, State Farm is hiring for jobs. I go, what's a State Farm? I had no idea what insurance was at the time. I just knew retail because I'd done it for 10 years, and I thought that was my path. And so she says, State Farm is hiring, and they'll interview, and there'll be 6 people in the room interviewing you. And if they don't offer you the job, don't worry, they'll offer it to you eventually. I'm like, okay. So I went, got interviewed, 6 people in there interviewing me like crazy. I did not get the job, and I had to wait. And I didn't know how long the wait was going to be, so I called up my uncle, who was the general manager of a district manager of a paint store, and I said, can I get in and work, you know, in the mornings while I'm waiting to see what happens? He says, absolutely. So I'm up every morning at 5 a.m., actually 4 a.m., get to the paint store by 5 a.m., because from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., all the firefighters that aren't working are general contractors, and they're getting paint for their jobs. So I learned a new trade, how to mix paint, all the tints, all the colors, all the different formulas, and I did that every day, Monday through Friday, for 3 months, and then I eventually got called by State Farm and started my insurance career. But I was not worried, I was not afraid of hard work. And even after Hurricane Andrew, the company I was working for went out of business, a 100-year company went out of business in 10 months because of Hurricane Andrew. And so I had no job. So I called a friend of mine and he said that he was hiring for window tinting, cars. So I did that for a while and then the cars started getting too small. So I tinted windows myself, and then to supplement my income, I went and washed dishes at Denny's from midnight to 6 in the morning, and then I would go to sleep for a couple hours and get up and go window tint for the day, come home, get ready for work and sleep, and then get ready for the midnight shift and start it all over again. And I did that for like 3 or 4 months. So I washed dishes for Denny's. I'm not afraid of hard work. I've never been afraid of hard work. Never. I've been taught a good work ethic, and I've done my due diligence. So, you know, I've always had a chance, and I've always given myself that chance, and I never felt like any job was beneath me. I would do whatever it took. I've even dug holes in the ground, 6 of them to be exact, so that my landscaping buddy would give me a chance to work for him on the weekends. He says, dig holes, and I did. And I was covered with blisters, but I did it. So if I can do it, you can do it. And this is Big Dave, and you go and have a great day.